So I'm driving. We go hit this dip. That car said, right? And my dad, you know what my dad says? Damn, y'all big.
Hey guys, welcome back to 4 Feet Deep. My name is Greg.
Hey, I'm Andrew.
And today we're back talking about divorce, like we were in the last episode, trying to finish it up and get onto a new topic. Today we have two other guests. We have my girlfriend Jasmine.
Hello.
We have Darian here.
Yo, what's good?
So both of y'all's first time on here. Thank you for coming on, first of all.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So both of you guys have experienced divorce, yeah? At some form.
To an extent. Right?
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good.
Well, not good, but...
Well, no, that's, yeah. That's good. So who wants to start? Who wants to just go ahead and kick it off?
I really don't.
Flip a coin. Do the Siri thing.
Bruh. Honestly, I think Darian should start off.
Wait, what are you picking? Heads or tails?
Heads. Okay. Tails.
Oh, I gotta go. Okay.
Okay.
Like, where do I start off?
Start from the beginning.
Okay.
Like, what led up to it?
Well, my parents met when my mom got out of high school. She met my dad at a bar, and he was fresh out of the military, so Marine Corps. And he was already old, and he lied about his age, actually, to my mom. He catfished her. The heck?
What did he tell her? How do you catfish in real life?
His age. My mama said he was fine. Next.
It's like being over there a couple times. Like, he's got pictures of himself.
That's
like,
true.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, he's been to his house. Yeah, my dad is, like, in love with himself. And then there's a couple pictures of me. Damn. He put Greg on the refrigerator, though.
I said, oh, yeah, I have a daughter.
But more importantly, look at me.
No, but he got a new refrigerator, and he put Greg and me on it. So I thought that was nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, but back to what I was saying. So, yeah, they met when she got out of high school, and he was fresh out of the Marine Corps. And their relationship, they were together for over 8 years. Mm-hmm. And... it was a lot of up and downs because my dad obviously was a womanizer. I'm not going to lie and say he was, like, you know, a saint.
Yeah.
My mom, for the most part, she didn't come from a broken family. My grandparents, you know, they've been together for over 50 years. They love each other, even though they yell at each other every day. But, yeah.
I mean, it's real love.
And then my dad's parents, my grandpa on that side, he wasn't the best. He would cheat on my grandma all the time. They lived in a garage at one point in their life. Because my dad has other siblings. He has two brothers and two sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was rough because my grandpa would spend the money that he would get working on, like, drinks and just being at the bar and stuff. So he had a really broken childhood because my grandpa was very abusive on top of that. Mm-hmm. So that's just a little, like, backstory of their childhood. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so as I said, my dad cheated on her a lot. My dad was abusive, like, physically, besides, like, mentally, and verbally, he was physically abusive to my mom. She's told me a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, all that stuff happened. She stayed with him because she loved him, obviously, because that was, like, my mom's, like, first true love, and, you know, so then I appeared in 2001, and...
Right, when Y2K was supposed to happen. Was it 2001 or was it 2000?
Why are you looking at me? I'm one of the youngest ones here. Mind.
Anyway.
Stupid. But yeah, so in the beginning, because my mom has, like, a video camcorder thing, yeah. And so she has a bunch of old tapes from when I was little. And you could tell that my dad, like... He was a loving dad to an extent. Mm. He was still abusive to my mom, even when I was, like, just a child. So the one thing that my mom told me that kind of like set her off to leave was she had me in her arms and they were outside in the front. And this is my house that's in Hutto. That's mm-hmm. dad's house. He pushed her while I was in her arms and that just kind of set it off for her to leave. So one night, because she told me about it, one night, that's when she decided to leave. Like, he was dead asleep. My dad's a heavy sleeper. And he was dead asleep. So she packed up everything and she took me and we went to my grandma's house. So I lived with my grandparents for like the longest time in Round Rock. So that's home to me. Fast forward, I guess, to when I'm a little bit older. So I'm in elementary school. I'm going back and forth between my parents at this point. And my dad was just upset because she left. Like, he would call her names. Like, he would call her, like, you know, a fat cow or just, like, you know, the B word and stuff. And he would tell that to me, not to her. He'd be like, so how's your mom doing, like, with her fat? So, like, but my mom wasn't even fat.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But so, I'm sure it played a toll on you, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it did. Like, and I would tell my mom, obviously, you know, because she needs to know. Even at a young age, like, me and my dad didn't have the best relationship. It's going, I guess, now.
A lot better than what it was before, though.
Kind of. Right? Yeah, kind of. But, yeah, so when he would, like, say those things, like, obviously I'd get upset, but I'm so little that I don't even know, like, what's going on. Because, like, I didn't know what to say when he would say that, you know? But, I mean, obviously I'd be like, oh, well, my mom's pretty, you know? but, and just fast forward into middle school, because really that's all that went on when I was in elementary. Oh, well, I skipped something. So as I was growing up and, you know, getting older, so, obviously, my grandma, she likes to feed me, so I would eat a lot of food, you know, and she's like, if it's there and you want it, eat it, you know, if it's sweet, if it's candy, like, whatever. And, so I would eat a lot growing up, but I was not really, like, overweight. It was weird. So when I would go to my dad's, we'd have all this healthy food that I'm not used to. Like, I grew up in a Mexican household. Hello, it's a bunch of junk food, but some good food. And
a lot of carbs.
Yeah, a lot of carbs. And, so when I was little, he would be like, why are you eating like that? Like, don't you want to look like those girls in those magazines that are all pretty and skinny and, you know, not fat or obese. So at a young age, I started looking at myself like disgusting. So it was really bad because, like, I would just look in the mirror and be like, how come my dad doesn't think I'm pretty? Like, you know, my mom does. Like, everyone else is like, why doesn't my dad? Because, you know, your dad's supposed to love, when you're a little girl, your dad's supposed to love you like that's his little princess. And I didn't get that. And so that just kind of went on for the longest time, actually. So, you know, I mean, nothing new.
well, but like, even kind of like now, sometimes, like, he'll call you.
Yeah, even now, like, he'll tell me, you know, like, there's times where we go. Like, the first time Greg came over to his house, I got nervous because my dad's a judgy person. Like, he will judge you off the bat. Like, he does not care. And so, you know, I don't get to see him. So when I go, I get scared because I don't want him to say something about me. Like, oh, you look overweight or like you're gaining weight.
I think it was that first time that I went over there. He did kind of like say something small. Like, it wasn't like noticeable. But I mean, I was half tempted to be like, no. I think she's perfect. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I remember hearing you talking about this.
Just like a little bit. He said something about your weight or something like that, and so I wanted to like butt in. So like, no, I think she's perfect. She's beautiful the way she is. You know, but I mean, I just first time meeting him, I didn't want to be like.
I mean, well, yeah, you know, I get that, and honestly, like sometimes it hits me. It's just when he's really intense about it. Now he hasn't been that bad anymore. So. yeah, that kind of went on for like the longest time. And then just middle school, he had a lot of girlfriends, like literally a girlfriend each week that I was, or weekend that I was over there.
Sounds like my dad.
So like all these girls would just, you know, because he would use me as like a prop, if I'm being honest. Like I was in his little show for these girls, because he would act like the perfect dad when they were there. But when, you know, they're gone, he's a butthole. And so they would like buy me stuff, which was good because, you know, I'm little, so obviously I want stuff, you know. But yeah, so that was that. And then when I got into high school, he met this lovely lady named Portia.
Well, there's the problem. Her name's Portia.
Well, that was sarcasm.
Oh, my fault. So she came in the picture around like my freshman year, and you know, I went to a new school because my grandma didn't want me going to some of the schools in Round Rock, because they were like ghetto. And then so I ended up going to Hutto with my cousin, and then yeah, Porsche came up in the picture. They met on a dating website. Like all these ladies that he met from dating websites. Yeah, my dad thinks he has like he has game, but he doesn't. It's weird. He like, yeah. I mean, but
at least he getting.
Stop. I don't even want to think about that. But so this is like where everything started to really hit for me, because she ended up like the one good thing that she did, I will say, was making him go to like, you know, the VA and getting him checked out for like, you know, disability stuff, because it ended up benefiting me in the end, you know, for school, you know what I mean? But she ended up, she wanted to try to make him, like, sign over his rights, like, to where she could think for him. Like, she made it seem like he was that crazy.
It's like a power of attorney.
Yeah. And, for the longest time, I didn't think anything was wrong with my dad, because he's always been, like, mean to me or, like, just had anger issues. And, so I always thought his PTSD, like, wasn't a thing. You know, or like his depression or like whatever, because he's always been like that. So I'm like, my dad's normal, like he's fine, you know. And so yeah, she started just causing a lot of problems. There's one time, this is really sad to say, but so I forgot what she, like what her and my dad were arguing about. And because I was with him that weekend. And so she ended up bringing my mom into the conversation somehow. Oh, and she was like, she was like, this is why Raina left you and da, 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 or whatever. And so she's on the other side of the house, like their room, and I'm in my bathroom, which is like on the other side of the house. So, and I heard her, I was brushing my teeth, and I heard her, and like, I've never, like, you know, said something and, like, been rude to somebody like that. Like, it takes a lot out of me. So I was like, what did you say about my mom? Like, why are you talking about my mom? Like, she's not here. Like, what gives you the right?
It's crazy how you were able to hear that all the way across the
house. Look, I have some supersonic hearing. Like, if I need to hear something, I will hear it.
Those walls were thin that day.
Hella thin. Yeah. And, so my dad saw me because he was like in the living room because they were like arguing back and forth like that. And so he heard me getting loud and yelling. And I have anger like my dad, to be honest, which is kind of sad because it's, you zone out, like it's that like bad. A blackout. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so hold on. I'm getting shaky.
It's okay.
Just take a breath. But so, yeah, and he saw me, like, I was about, because I was really about to go fight this lady. Like, I was about to yank out her hair, just throw her down. Like, even though I'm small, I can do it, okay?
Yeah, well, I want to see you fight someone.
Shut up.
Me swear up, what's up?
Darian?
I really, hey.
But
don't get it twisted now.
So, my dad ended up coming to me, and he saw that I was getting ready to buck up and go, and he was trying to hold me back, and like he gave me a bear hug from the back of me, and I ended up taking my dad down to the ground with me, and that was like the craziest thing I've ever done. Cause I'm this small, you don't imagine me taking someone, you know.
When someone's mad, bro.
Yeah,
no. That anger strength is real,
dude. No, one time this kid in elementary school, he punched me in the gut, and we were out in the field, and I was so angry, I full sprinted like towards him because he was running away. But I've never run so fast in my freaking life, man. And you can see me now. I'm not exactly like adept for running. You know, like, but yeah.
So, I was gonna bring up one thing.
When all you see is red.
Honestly, yeah.
Just go for it.
So I was gonna bring up one thing. It was actually with Darian. It was what our.
All right, go ahead.
So like, I think it was our sophomore or freshman year.
It was sophomore year.
So yeah, our sophomore year after one of our games. So Darian used to be the starter for our freshman JV team. Mm-hmm. But then he taught Renteria how to be a better center.
How to do my job.
Rent-a-boy.
Yeah.
And basically, Darian was promised more playtime, but then coach didn't put him in at all. And it took me and one of our other friends to hold him back, and he was still kind of dragging us because of how mad he was.
I swung my helmet at my coach.
Dang.
Oh
my
yeah. That's what happened. I mean, we're on good terms now, but
that's all that matters.
Still didn't like that very much.
No.
You know, it's when you just, all you see is just red, and you just want to, like, I dragged him and one of the biggest dudes on our offensive line. Like, it took two of them to just hold me back, and it was just bad. I mean, I'm just happy I didn't, like, put my hands on him.
Yeah,
I would have gotten that detail.
Yeah, because as soon as you see red, you just kind of black out from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then after that, I kind of called I did call my mom and my stepdad to come and pick me up because I didn't want to stay there because he was trying to make me stay, my dad, at his house. And I'm like, I don't want to be here with her. Like, hello, I just almost try to put my hands on this woman, like this actually grown like lady. Hello. And I'm like, what? It's my sophomore year. I'm 16 at this point. And so after that day, I kind of just, you know, I was just minding my own because I didn't know what else to do. Like, it was just a lot all in that span of, like, one day. So, because she's trying to, Portia at this point, because she's trying to, you know, make my dad seem like he's actually crazy and needs to be in a home, you know, they get divorced. And so, this is where, like, my depression kind of sets in, really. So they get divorced. My dad isn't really speaking to me, honestly. So it made me feel like I wasn't a good daughter, or like I just wasn't good enough for my dad as a child, which sucks. Like, you know, and so it was a lot of me just crying at home, like feeling like I wasn't. Like, I was just less than, honestly. And, sorry.
It's okay.
Just, like, talking about it, or reliving it. It just kind of, you know, it doesn't suck because I'm glad it's over with.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't eat. I would stay in my room. Like, if I did have to eat something, it'd be, like, chips and, like, water to see me through the day. You know, and at school, I would put on a fake smile, you know, just so nobody knew how I felt. Because I didn't want anyone knowing, honestly. I didn't even tell my mom. Like, and then she started noticing, like, me, you know, just coming home from school, not talking to her as much, and just going into my room, playing, like, music loud as I could, you know. And just crying in my room, honestly, because I didn't talk to my dad for, like, a month. And then all of a sudden out of the blue I get a call from him, and we talked about everything kind of just going on, and I told him, I was like, So what is it? Like, I get you're sad and you're heartbroken because of this woman, but like, I'm still your child. Like, I'm your blood. Like, why are we not communicating and stuff? And we yelled. Like, there's been multiple times where me and my dad have like argued and yelled at each other over the phone. And so as our conversation keeps going on, he told me, like, this is just the one thing you don't want to hear from your parent or, like, anyone in general. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, I almost killed myself and, like, my heart broke.
Oh, man.
And I was like, wow, like, okay. Because I didn't know what to do, you know. And my mom was there with me because I was with her at this point. And I hung up the phone and I just went to my room and I kind of just lost like my shit. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
So I started hitting things, throwing things, and just, it was just bad. Mm-hmm. And my mom comes in my room and she's like, because I threw a picture of my dad like somewhere on the ground. And like mid throw, she came into my room and she was like, stop. Like, and she grabbed me like by my, you know, my shoulders, and she looked at me dead in my face and she was like, you're not gonna be like him, you're not gonna turn out to like this mm-hmm. ugly mm-hmm. person because I didn't raise you like that. Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, at that point, like, I just broke down and started crying in front of her. Yeah. And I don't want to cry right now. But yeah, so It was like that for like the longest time until I built up the courage to tell my mom that, you know, I was depressed for like 2 solid months.
Yeah.
And as a kid, like, I didn't really, you know, experience that before, just like all the negative stuff, like, but I never let it get to me like that deep, you mm-hmm. know? And so, yeah, with me and my dad's relationship, it's always been like, I feel like I have to prove him wrong because he's always, in the beginning, he's always kind of doubted me, like going to school for music or like having that as a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just doing anything that I want to do. And, and, so, yeah, it's just, sometimes he was a good dad. You know, we would go to the movies and, like, have, you know, movie daddy-daughter dates or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was just once in a blue moon that my dad was ever, like,
Did it ever really feel like a connection, though? Like, when after the kind of, like, the dust settled a little bit, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, when you did have, like, those, like,
oh, those moments with
yeah,
him?
Those moments.
It felt like, you know, I got like my dad for like 1 solid day. Like, I actually had the feeling of, you know, having a father-daughter relationship mm-hmm. for like just 1 solid day, like for 1 hour or 2, however long the movie was, like, mm-hmm. you know. And then I'd get dropped off at my grandma's and it'd just be that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So yeah, a lot of the problems I have, you know, or have had, have been from my dad, like, me feeling, because sometimes I still, like, feel this way, that I'm not good enough. So, mm. it sucks, but mm. I've gotten through a lot worse.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, sometimes even when I do look at myself in the mirror, like, I just feel gross with myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like some days, but I wish it wasn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just feel bad because sometimes Greg has to like deal with it, but I know he doesn't see it like that.
No, I always see it, you know, as I'm just being there for you, you know, helping you get through everything. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I want to be able to do for you, you know, just be there for you and help you get through whatever you are with, whatever you need to get through. You know?
Yeah.
I never see it, like, as a burden or, like, a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I know sometimes that's how you feel. It's like, you're just a problem. Or, like, you know, but that's not the case at all.
Yeah.
You know? I'm here for you.
I know.
I'm never gonna act rude to you for feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, I cried in front of you guys. You're also cute, bro. It's okay.
Dang, shut up. Andrew's usually like trying to not vomit because your happiness makes me sick.
Oh, no, me too. I don't. I see that as a joke, though. But, you know. Mm-hmm. Really, what I had to happy do was try not to cry
just now. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's only like once in a blue moon where I feel like that. It's really when I get like stressed and like just annoyed with like everything going on.
For sure.
And but yeah. Now with my dad, he really only calls me when he's like drunk. I mean, with the weather that happened like this past week, he was calling me to make sure he was okay and I was okay and he was sober. So, you know. He'll call me once in a blue moon when he's sober. When he's drunk, he calls me late at night and I can hear it in his voice, and he acts like I, you know, that I'm dumb or whatever. Mm. And, so, yeah, he just is like, hey, me, how are you doing? I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, I'm just having a beer, you know? Like, you're weird, okay. I try to get off of the phone with him as quick as possible, which... it's sad to say, but it's just because I don't like hearing him like that.
Yeah.
And as much as my dad has apologized to me for stuff he's done in the past, something always happens and he messes it up. Because it's not me anymore. Because I realize that it's not my fault. And, That's good. So, yeah, he would always apologize for, like, not coming to, like, you know, my school related functions, so like me and the little choirs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And or just anything he did that was so mean to me, he would apologize for, but then, you know, something else would happen and he'd be a whole jerk. Like,
yeah.
And so now that, you know, he's calling me like this way when he's drunk and like trying to apologize for like being like a really bad dad and not there for me and saying that he's proud of me. That's literally how he sounds. He tells me, yeah, I mean, I'm proud of you. I'm like, okay. yeah, it's just, I don't really believe him sometimes because of what he's done. So it sucks. But I mean, we're getting there. It's not as bad as it used to be. Mm-hmm. I can still kind of talk to him, I guess. But when it's like personal things, I don't. Like when it's school or like... you know,
just stuff that's going on in your head.
Yeah, I can talk to him about that. But if it's personal, like, I really go to my mom for everything.
Yeah.
Was that Gunther?
Yeah, the cats are fighting in the background. I don't know if that's going to get in a post, but...
but...
it'd be funny.
If it does, it does, yeah.
Honestly, with my mom, like, you know, with this whole divorce thing, she didn't do anything. You know, she's been a loving, supportive mom throughout all of my life. And, you know, I love her with all my heart. And even, like, when my dad would do, like, this rude, like, gross things, you know, and just say, like, the meanest things, she would always, you know, have my back and, you know, she would talk to him. Like, I didn't even mention this. I'll say it now. So one time, I talked back to my dad. I was what? I think I was about to go into high school. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I wouldn't be surprised with the way you talk that a man wouldn't put his hands on you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, it was that bad. And my mom was like, look, because I told her, she's like, you say some, like, stupid stuff again. She's like, you need to tell your dad this. Cause she didn't want to talk to him, you know. But if she did, if it was related to me, she would. Well, actually, she ended up calling him anyways after it. She was like, if you ever say that to Jasmine again, to our daughter, I promise you I will be in jail. Because one thing I'm not about to let you do is try and place a hand on her. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like I said, he said some really nasty things. But, and I feel like now, because he's old as dirt, that man is like 54, 53, I don't know.
My parents that age.
No. That man is just old to me. He's like a dinosaur for me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. now that he, I guess, has realized that he has a lot of regret. And that's his fault, not mine, which I've came to realize. But that's, sorry. It was all of my stuff for that.
That's fine.
Dude, that's fine.
I mean, I can definitely agree on the depression thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that's something you and I, Andrew, also probably experienced. You know, I definitely.
What do you mean, you and I? Darren's gone through it a decent amount too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll probably after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we'll have to take a break here in a second.
Yeah, that's fine.
Then we'll go ahead and share your story.
Mine took forever. Yeah, you're fine. No, my life is like a
mine is probably longer.
My life is like a damn movie. Gosh,
I'm still going through stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I felt that.
But yeah, I definitely had points where I definitely felt kind of like suicidal as well.
It's not that I felt suicidal with that situation. I just felt like, you know, my dad's supposed to be like my number one like man in my life, you know, mm-hmm. for a daughter, and he just wasn't. So I felt like it was all my fault because he felt this way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he wasn't speaking to me. So I'm like, what did I do wrong? Yeah. So it's not that I felt suicidal.
It just felt like alone.
Yeah, even though I had my mom and, like, her side of the family, but I still felt, you know, the same way that I did at a really young age.
Yeah, no, so. I feel that. See, I never felt suicidal, but,
Well, y'all making me feel like...
Oh, babe, no!
I never felt suicidal, but I felt like I was the cause of many problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was the problem in a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm. Felt that.
Yeah, I definitely have too, and I don't know if... That's how you felt too, but here in this, you go ahead.
I mean, like, while my parents were separating, it happened like a super long time ago.
Yeah.
They were already on bad terms when I was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get into it when it's my turn because so much.
There's a lot.
I don't know if I could use explicits, but so much.
Oh, yeah. No, you can.
All right. So much shit. Has happened like in my 18 years of life.
Felt.
19. Damn, 19. So
it's hard to believe how old you are sometimes.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and take a little break and we'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back from the break. We left off with Jasmine's story and we were getting ready to start Darian.
Are you okay?
No, he looked at me.
Are you good? Are you good?
In the eye. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, be quiet for like a quick.
Okay, it was I saw a vein going through his neck. He was just like.
All right. Well, I don't really know much about your situation, should I say? Yeah. This will be interesting for me. And have you heard his?
I heard somewhat from his mom.
He's been in.
I've been through that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, just go ahead and go for it.
All right. Well, it all starts before I was born, obviously. So both of my parents have had marriages before me, right? And my mom had my older brother. He was born in 91. We're 11 years apart. And she was dating this dude named Dex. I know him. He's weird. He's a weirdo. Mm-hmm. He kissed me on the cheek one time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. He was like, I'm proud of you, boy. Like, you're not my dad.
Next.
But yeah, I was like, okay. And they were together for some years. They met when my mom was still living in Europe. My mom's from Croatia. She was raised in Germany, though. And they met while he was deployed in Europe. My mom came to America with him when my brother was born. And they've been together. They were together for a few years up until, I think, like 98?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Excuse me. And, they divorced after something happened. They were always involved in some sort of drama, my mom. I don't know. They were all over the place. And she met my dad when she came to clean at a bar. kind of like yeah. you. And
love that.
Because my mom used to live in a trailer park in Carpus Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out to a bar with her friends. And my, the way that she told me was like my dad was simping. Like he would not leave her alone at the bar. Like straight up. Like he would always try to go up and dance with her. Like she would even go to the bathroom. Like while they he bought her a drink, right?
Yeah.
Like he bought them both drinks. And she would go to the bathroom and wait there for like 10-15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would still be sitting there. And he'd be like, damn, what took you so long? Like and stuff like that. And so I don't know what had happened. I guess my dad had some sort of game.
Mm-hmm. He pulled.
My dad. My dad. Hey, don't get it twisted now. But one thing led to another. They got together for, I think, a year before I was born. They eventually got married. I think right when they got pregnant with me.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually got married. My brother wanted to take my dad's last name. He wanted to be adopted by my dad. Mm-hmm. And my dad convinced him not to because, you know, that would hurt his family. Like, that would hurt my brother's side of the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing led to another. I was born, and I guess I was, like, a rare commodity to come by because my dad thought he couldn't have kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so my dad was initially, from what my mom had told me, my dad was talking to his ex-wife while he was together with my mom.
Yeah.
And I guess my dad was a little bit of a hub.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? He was like, don't worry about her, blah, blah, blah. Like, my mom had thought she was just like a bridge to get over his ex-wife. Because mm-hmm. right when they both divorced each other, they instantly got into it. Like, yeah. my mom and my dad.
Okay, so it's like rebounds.
Yeah. It was like a rebound thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had gotten together. My dad was like, yo, like, blah, 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 blah. I plan on getting back with you. Like, I still love you, blah, 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 stuff like that. And my mom actually told me this a few days ago. She she made my dad stay by getting her friend's pregnancy test.
Damn.
And she was like, well, guess what, motherfucker? I'm pregnant. Literally trapped my father. And this was before she was even pregnant with me. This was 7 months before she was pregnant with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, damn, now I gotta stay.
Now I gotta be a dad.
Yeah, he was like, well, shit. Because he was in disbelief. He was like, ain't no way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have kids.
Yeah.
And so he stayed, of course, because I'm his only child, like, only biological son.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, my dad still calls my brother his son and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mom got pregnant with me. A lot of drama had happened, I guess, during the pregnancy. I think my mom told me she my dad had missed like me leaving.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he went outside to go smoke a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. It took me a second.
It's not like he just wasn't there. Like, he was just like, I'm gonna be right back. And so he went to go smoke a cigarette.
Missed the
and he was
one
just like, damn, like,
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah, and so that had happened. And so I guess things were pretty solid, like, while I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were pretty good. This was back when my mom had still owned she used to own a bar.
Mm-hmm.
She owned a little nightclub called Natalia's Tavern.
And that's okay. Cute.
Yeah,
that's
cool, it used to be popping back in our city, actually, like, a while ago. We used to be a little popular family back in the K. And so my mom had owned the tavern for a while. This was back when she was still drinking and smoking. This is back when she was still alcoholic. And my dad was still drinking and smoking, too. He still drinks, but he quit smoking a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for him.
Yeah, it's great for him. My whole family stopped smoking, but my brother does chewing tobacco.
Yeah, when my mom found out she had cancer,
mm-hmm.
It was so difficult for her to stop smoking. So I'm glad that
my mom literally quit smoking and drinking at the exact same time. Just went cold turkey.
Damn. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, yes. That must have been like super tough.
That's brave.
Yeah.
She is extremely determined.
Yeah.
And so it's a kind of a bad thing to say, but some of the best memories that I have of my childhood was when she still owned that tavern. Mm-hmm. Because we always had parties at our house. We had a bunch of family friends over all the time. Yeah. I would always be at the club, like, before it would open up, of course. But, like, she had a little arcade machine. It was, like, a PG tour. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, a golfing one. Yeah. And I would be like, oh, Tiger Woods. So, I would just be cool. Like, I would always hang out with the little DJ. Like, he was so cool. I would just be, like, the little club mascot during mm-hmm. the day.
Love that for you.
Yeah. And, so, right when I turned, I think, I want to say 5 to 6 years old, when I first entered private school, because I used mm-hmm. to go to a Christian private school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this changed.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's changed.
A lot. And, but it was like right around the time, either first kindergarten or first grade, they became really, really rocky. Mm-hmm. Extremely, like, it was just a dysfunctional relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad to where they were about to get a divorce. Like, they were on mutual terms and they were going to be, let's get this divorce because it's clearly not working. Mm-hmm. But my brother had convinced my parents to stay for me and him, like, just to stay together, mm-hmm. like, so we don't have to constantly worry about, like, what days I'm allowed to see mm-hmm. our dad, or, like, you know, or who I have to live with, things like that. So they just decided to separate. Mm-hmm. So the house that I live in now, that's been our house since I was born.
Okay.
Literally. And so I want to say around when I turned 8, we moved out of that house for the first time. Me and my mom and my brother. My dad decided to stay at that house. Mm-hmm. And so my mom just couldn't take it anymore because their arguments got more and more violent, so where they literally started throwing stuff at each other. And so she was like, you know what, I'm done. And so she took me and my brother, packed us up, and left. Mm-hmm. And we went to, we call it the Blue House. Mm-hmm. We left this little two-story blue house up in this little neighborhood, Willow Springs.
Oh, okay.
We went over there. And it was close to where the club used to be. It was like literally around the corner. Mm-hmm. And so we lived there for a little bit. And that's when I started understanding what was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad would always come over and hang out. But I knew nothing was really happening. Yeah.
How old are you at this time?
I was like 8.
Okay.
Maybe younger. Like 6, 7, 8 years old around that time.
Okay.
And I started understanding what was kind of going on. And then my dad would always hang out. But like I already knew, you know, mm-hmm. I would hang out with him during the day. He'd take me home and I would just be mm-hmm. like, all right.
There's like a feeling that's like, it's like an aura in the mm-hmm. air.
Yeah.
It's not hard to. You know, recognize what's going on.
It's one of those things. And they had eventually, because he redeployed. This is when he was still active in the military, around that time. And he had redeployed. My mom, since they were already separated, my mom had a little fling going on.
This other dude.
Yeah. Okay. She had a little blue thing. He was cool. He survived Power Rangers. So he was the homie.
Go Power Rangers. Yeah.
When you're little and you get stuff, you think it's
you instantly think he's like the coolest person ever.
Honestly, yeah. I got a disco ball one time from one of my dad's girlfriends.
She had a little thing going on that kinda, he got locked up because gang activity.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a OG.
Was he the blood?
No. He was a disciple of something. He was a Crip disciple.
Oh, okay.
He was, yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, my mom had actually learned how to stack and stuff like that. Oh, like, she'd be like, what's up? Like,
seriously. What?
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, it was really, like, it was crazy. Like, I didn't know about that until she told me like a year ago. And
damn.
So he gets locked up. So we're back on our own little thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're still doing good. Like we were very financially stable at that mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. My mom had actually, I think around then, my mom had sold the nightclub to like this Chinese food place. I don't know if it's still there, but we never ate there because, you know, fuck them. But
okay.
And so she became a car dealer.
Okay.
Yeah, she became a car dealer. And, like, my memory's still hazy because it was such a long time ago. And, like, mm-hmm. we've always jumped at different houses. My mom had different jobs. But it was always either related around cars or the nightclub.
Okay.
You know? And when she became a car dealer, I still remember seeing the sign from the nightclub sitting in the dealership, like in the corner somewhere. Like they would hold it for until like we decided what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And I remember being at the dealership, we would always just do crazy stuff, and they would take me on a little test drives for fun.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what should you even do with the sign?
I don't know. I think we just threw it away. Either that or we folded it up and it's in the attic somewhere. Something like that.
If it's in nice. The attic, you should put it up. You should put it back up next time.
That'd be hella cool. No, but
put it back up, have all the guys come over.
But yeah. And so that whole ordeal happened, and then like it was literally, we would always, like when my dad came back home from deployment, he would come home, they would try to work things out with each other, but it just would never really stick, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I love my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always been in my life. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh fuck him, blah, blah. No, he's an extremely good father. Mm-hmm. And I'm privileged to have somebody like my parents to have raised me. And you know, I'm not really close to his side of the family, and that's not his fault. That's just like, you know, it just it happens.
Right.
And we moved to another house, like close to the richer side of our city.
Okay.
And like I had convinced my mom, like I'm the reason my mom quit smoking and drinking.
I remember your mom telling about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it got so bad to a point where she literally couldn't go a day without it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she started losing memory, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like it was terrible.
Right.
And I was 8 years old. I remember I convinced her to just stop. Mm-hmm. Like the next day when I told her, I was heartless at that time.
Yeah.
Because I mean, at that time.
Yeah, it was something.
I mean, like it's something serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're looking out for your
like,
mom.
Even at 8 years old, I knew exactly what she was going through.
It's crazy when you're that tiny and you can just see everything happening mm-hmm. around you.
Because my brother at that time, he was a very troublesome person. Like mm-hmm. he was a troublemaker for real. Mm-hmm. And he, I know he's not going to want me saying this, and I'm sorry, but he was a dickhead, bro. He was a straight asshole to me.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's because, I guess, because I'm the baby of the family, he always thought I was the favorite son.
Yeah.
Which I am, Daniel.
Damn.
But, but, like, very bad arguments would happen between him and my mother. My dad would literally have to be in fist fights with him. He knows this story. Salazar knows this story, to where my dad literally chokeslammed my older brother one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he came home drunk from a party saying, he's the man of the house now, you're not here. Ooh. And my dad was like, okay, say less. So when my brother pushed him, my dad just went, chokeslammed him on the sidewalk, gosh. Literally outside. Yes, bro.
Oh
like,
gosh,
like he made sure he landed in the grass. Like he didn't want to like kill him.
Actually hurt him.
Yeah, but like it was. And then my mom was about to fight this little hoochie mama that was in the car with my brother, and she scurried on home.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but you not see his mom. She's
my mama does not play great.
She, but, if she wants to, she could be in a very, very scary woman.
Not play.
I've seen it before.
Yes. Yes. And so, it was just always a back and forth between my parents. And so when he retired from the military, came back, he became a contractor, and he was always out on business trips and stuff like that. But they were trying to work things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tried their hardest. But everybody could tell. Later down the road, it just wasn't working.
Right.
You know? And I think we moved out. Me, my mom, and my brother moved out again. I can't even. I think it was like right when I left the private school.
Okay.
Because I was there till third grade. I was there from kindergarten till third grade. Mm-hmm. I got kicked out because I was fighting.
Badass kid. Kidding.
I was a ray of sunshine.
Hold on, Dare, I have a question.
Yeah.
When does the part of you screaming and smack your head on the table come in?
Hello? Oh, that was middle school.
Okay. Okay.
We're getting there.
So. Okay. That was like eighth grade.
Mm.
It was around seventh, eighth grade. Yeah. And why did you have to bring that up?
I don't know, because like you said fighting and kicked out of school, so like I figured that would have happened around that time.
No. I'm just crazy.
Yeah. I think all of us here are a bit crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little bit.
That's why we're friends.
No, but yeah. My mom, she thinks like the reason why like I am the way I am now, like physically, mm-hmm. is because she thinks that when I was younger and they first separated, I slipped into a depression mm-hmm. where all I could find was just food as my like my getaway.
Comfort.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what she thinks. Honestly, I don't even know. I was just a hungry ass kid.
I mean, and same. So,
hey, bro, same here.
My mom's European. You know how much stuff she cooked up in the kitchen?
Shit, if the food's yeah. good, you're going to eat it.
Same here for the Hispanic side.
Yeah, I was like,
I'll tear that hoe up.
It's a lot of carbs.
Yes.
Lots and lots of carbs.
Dude, we had crepes. We still have crepes every weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Them things hit.
It's called polychin.
I haven't had crepes in like forever.
Dude, next time my mama makes some. I'll make sure y'all go.
We'll go.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
But so, elementary school, we were cool. We were cool. Nothing crazy happened. Like I said, my family, like even though they're separated, they mm-hmm. still lived in the same house. You know, mm-hmm. and it was always when, like, stuff got real, like shit got bad. That's when we just split, mm-hmm. and we would always come back eventually.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Because my dad would still always support us. Like, he would always, he's like, yo, if you need a place to live, come here.
Yeah. You know,
he's like, I got you guys.
Well, I mean, at least your dad was still there.
Yeah.
Throughout everything that you and your mom has gone through.
Exactly. Like, my dad has been there through literally everything.
Yeah.
The reason why he hasn't been there sometimes is because of work. Mm-hmm. That's literally it. Like, he literally just went back to a whole other state for work. He yeah. just left yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was here for 2 months. He stayed for 2 months.
Oh, 2 months, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so middle school was when shit got pretty real for me. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, my situation was as bad as you guys's, you know?
Yeah.
Because
everyone's like, situation
exactly.
is
different.
Exactly. Yeah, like I said last time, it's like every divorce is different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, every
like, my parents situation. Were never divorced. You know, they're just separated. So,
it, like I said before, it's kind yeah, of like they
different
were, strokes but
for different folks.
It was just the paper wasn't yeah. there to finalize anything.
Exactly. And so, and my mom still wanted my dad in my life too, so she didn't want to
yeah.
go through all that paperwork. And so,
the only reason why my parents got a divorce was because of like the physical and mental yeah. abuse, but. It was, my mom obviously still wanted my dad in my life. That's why we did, you know, where I would go on this weekend with him and mm-hmm. then back and forth with her. So, my dad was there in my life. Like, I love my dad. Like, how you said in the beginning, like, yeah. you don't want to, like, throw hate to your dad. And I don't want to throw hate to my dad either because I do love him with all my heart. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you know, he's my dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But keep going.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Well, a little sidebar from, like,
Mike.
Look, you keep.
So I have a little sidebar from like the start of what you were talking about, like how your dad was like always thinking on these girls.
Yeah.
How comes our dads? I'm not sure.
They were
sure
some hoes, man.
Hey, oh, God. For real though. No, my dad.
I feel
my
like
dad's gone around.
Bro, we still have some ladies' glasses. Bro, there's like this random lady's glasses in his bedroom to this day. Like to this day, we have no clue whose they are. I remember one time my mom was cleaning out the laundry, like yeah. she was doing laundry, and she mm-hmm. was cleaning out the back of the dryer. Random black lace panties were behind the dryer, and we were just like, "What the hell?" My mom was like, "I don't have these."
Hey, yo, wait a minute.
Yeah, she was like, "These aren't mine." And she was like,
"My size."
She was like, "Damn, your dad get around, huh?" I was like, "I don't know."
Don't ask me.
Yeah, that's on you. But so yeah, it was like my dad was a little. That's all I gotta say.
My dad
love you,
was
dad.
A big hoe.
But,
yeah. I love you too, dad. But yeah. you've been around.
Yeah, my dad was a big hoe. Like I yeah. said, girlfriends every other weekend that I was there.
Well, my dad never had a lot of girlfriends, but he was. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
more than I can count. Like if I'm being serious,
I know that like my dad before my mom mm-hmm. like was always had girls lined up.
He just had
yeah. always he was the smooth guy at school. Like it's kind of like how Raymond, your
yeah.
like, stepdad, he was talking about how. They had the Chicano wall.
Yeah.
Right? That was kind of my dad, too.
Oh, like, he grew up in Metropolis in Austin. Yeah, they had the okay. Chicano wall on... he always talks about where he went. Their Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking forgot what it was called. Yeah. But yeah. He would... My stepdad would be on that side of the wall with, like, all the popular boys,
all
whatever.
All the good-looking dudes.
Yeah, oh all the good-looking Mexican Chicano boys. Be, like, pulling girls. Be like, hey, yo, what's up? You yeah. know? So... You know, my stepdad, he's a little flirt too, not finna hey, lie, but it's kind of sad that we're admitting that our dads are some hoes, like, yeah, and that well. They actually can pull, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, then we wouldn't have been here, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. Like, bruh, I'm lucky, you know? Like, my dad literally thought he could not have kids. They thought I was going to be a girl, man.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. That they thought you were going to be a girl.
They thought I was going to be a girl.
What was your name going to be?
Ariana.
Ariana.
That's Ariana Grande. Yeah.
Literally. It's going to be Ariana Nicole Wiles.
Oh, that's so pretty. That's really nice. Yeah.
I think.
Now I'm just Darian.
It's still pretty.
It's like, like I told you, is like if I had a daughter,
yeah,
it would definitely had to be like Eleanor. Eleanor, really? Rose Madrid. I feel like that's like.
I talked like about Audrey. Rose.
I think we all know where my first daughter's name is going to be. It's going Ramona. To my sister that passed. Oh. What'd you say?
I said Ramona.
That's my dog, dumbass.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No. It's going to go to my sister first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. you know.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
And then if I had a boy, probably Nathaniel. I don't know why. Nathaniel like speaks out.
I talked about.
I want to name mine Dante.
I said Isaac for mine. Isaac. I feel like that's cool, nice.
Dante, and then make his like. Mash his last name with like Inferno.
I was just about to say that.
Last name? His little name, Inferno. Name. He's not my kid?
Maybe.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Am I surprised? No.
Whoa. Wait. Hey, that's already happened once. We're not going to have it happen again.
That was funny.
No, but yeah, middle school stuff got real. Back to the story. Middle school
stuff
got real. And fights got more violent. We split. That's when we went to a house literally
a few like right
blocks
over here?
Away. Yeah. It's a few blocks away from the house I live in now.
Hey,
yeah.
That's me.
And so, yeah, we literally around the corner. So damn. He would just be often. Like, he would come over often, help us mow the lawn, and right. he would go home.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be like, okay. And I'd text him, hey, can you pick me up? Because, like, around that time, that's when me and my mom started arguing. Like, puberty hit, and I started having...
Hey. You know, that's me too, man.
I started
me
having attitude. And
oh, surprisingly, yeah. I never got into arguing with my mom like that.
Oh, I used to get into arguing with my mom all still the time.
To this day, sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, same.
Today, like I was talking about today, like me and my mom got into it. And like, sometimes it's like screaming matches. Sometimes it's just like, you know, it's like I just want to rip your head off. But, you know.
At the end of the day, it's your mom.
The older I got, though. The more me and my mom kind of got into it.
That's the more attitude you get.
Well, yeah.
You're
like,
yeah.
Hey, like, because
you're starting to think for yourself now rather than when you're like a little kid.
And you absolutely have to listen to what they say.
Exactly. And no matter what I do, after these podcasts, my mom always asks me, oh, did you drink? Did you smoke? Like,
we're just bad influences on you.
She should just do like a whole like sobriety test.
Yeah.
Let me smell your breath.
You get home.
Let me smell your breath.
That's what she does all the time. She's like, come here. Alcohol. Let me smell you. I'm like,
walk in a straight line.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. It's over.
I have to say, yeah. It's like, what if your balance is just bad? Like, see, that's what I forgot about like sobriety tests. Like, what if you literally just have bad balance?
What about the ABCs backwards?
That junk is hard.
I can't even say it forward. I still have to like think about some things because like sometimes I will flip them and I don't know why.
Dude, I must be lucky because every time I had a run-in with the cops, I did not get in trouble. It must be because I'm light-skinned. I don't know.
Shut up.
I only got pulled over one time and that was with her.
When we came back from that.
We had a concert.
Corral concert or whatever. Yeah. Mm.
And we were jamming to Look At Me Now. By Chris Brown and them.
Yeah.
And like, we were driving. I didn't even realize I was going like 40 in the 30 over here.
Yeah.
And the cop passed me. And I, like, because I saw the lights at the very last second. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
Because I looked down and I was like, I'm going 40. And then he pulled me over and I was just sitting there. I was like,
How are you doing, officer?
Good afternoon.
He came on my side, though. Like, the passenger.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think.
I was freaked out about that.
No, it's because, like.
Maybe because it was open road.
No, because we pulled into like the neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah, we pulled into a neighborhood.
That's weird.
I think it's more like of a safety thing. I don't know necessarily.
Sometimes cops will do it so that way their back's not to the road.
And yeah. Oh, that makes sense. I just got freaked out because like he was staring straight at me. I was like, "Hello."
He said, "You think you've been smoking
Mexican?"
Stop! Literally read my driver's license.
Welcome
and
to Texas,
too. Jasmine. What?
Grenado.
Jasmine Grenade. Named after a what?
Okay, no, but,
yeah, back to the story.
We keep sidetracking, I'm sorry. But it's okay.
That's all of our podcasts, honestly. No, but
okay. Stuff got real. We moved out to another house. It was very nice. We had two palm trees in the backyard.
Ooh, okay.
Very fancy.
That's the house over here, right?
There was like a backyard that used to be a garden, mm-hmm. like behind our backyard, and it was our backyard. But we never set foot in it. Like, we did not want to. And because we were like, yo, like, that is overgrown as hell. There must be something in there, like snakes mm-hmm. or something. So we just locked it up with like a little like bungee cord so that the dogs can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Unbeknownst to us, one of our dogs got in mm-hmm. and he had ticks all over him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Poor
mm-hmm.
baby.
Who? Marley.
Aww.
Yeah, poor he had ticks boy. All over him.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we just spent all night trying to pick him off. I was watching Jurassic Park while we were doing it. Yeah. And so, yeah. You hit it. Oh, I killed him. No, but. And so we came back. My dad was still, you know, he was still around, obviously, because he was retired. He had a job here making a good amount of little money. And he would just help me mow the lawn, go home, come back. Like, it would always be a thing.
Yeah.
And so, me and my mom, we've lived in apartments, we've lived in duplexes, fourplexes, and eventually we would just always come back to the house, like the original house.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think around halfway through freshman year of high school, we moved back in with my dad. And things have been great, actually. Mm-hmm. It's been going good.
I actually remember you moving back.
Huh?
So this I remember you moving back yeah. to your house.
So this leads up to like now, right?
Yes, okay. This leads up to now. And, you know, now that I'm older, at least, I can take an argument, you know?
Yeah.
But it's actually funny as hell when they argue.
So
it's
funny.
It's hilarious. Because they don't care who's at the house. Like, they'll argue in front of him, in front of Salazar.
Well, I mean, at this point, they don't care.
They do not care.
Well, it's so like, you're probably like another
like
son.
Kid. He's like family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, my dad and I may know him like that, but my mom certainly does. So yeah. He's already a part of the fam.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your mom said I can move in if I ever need to get with my mom
yeah.
for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And me and my mom, even with my dad, like, I remember at one point I wanted to box my dad a few times, but he's just such a big ass dude. Like, it's like terrifying. Like, I remember I would give him attitude on the phone. And he's from Louisiana, so his little Louisiana accent come out. He's like, all right, listen here, boy. I'm like, all right, my fault, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Like, sorry, I don't want it. He's like, bro, what happened to sir? I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. You
know? So, a little sidebar about how you calling your dad big. Remember we went to the gym with Harvin?
Oh. Yeah. This is back when I had, we didn't really know each other then, mm-hmm. but I used to drive an old 1995 Honda Accord.
Okay.
And it was like, it's a family heirloom. Like, my cousin drove it, my brother drove it, and I drove it.
Right.
And me and my dad had worked on it for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were driving. This was back when I started learning how to drive. And we were driving, and we got back from the gym. It was me, Andrew, and the other Andrew at Harvin.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was with us, and my dad's a very large person.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so okay, big. Just to clarify,
overweight.
Okay,
yeah. So, where do you think I get it from?
Okay. No,
no, but my dad was he sitting in the passenger seat?
Passenger.
He was sitting in the passenger seat, and those two were in the back, and so we're all big boys. Mm-hmm. Feel me? All easily over 200 pounds. So I'm driving. And we go hit this dip. That car said. Right, and my dad, you know what my dad says? Damn, y'all big. Like, y'all heavy than a motherfucker. We all look at him and we're just like, are you dead ass? Like, I know you're not talking. You equal half our weight, bro. Like, you too big to say shit like this.
So you really clowned all of y'all.
Man, we all just looked at each other. We're like, we're going to keep quiet. He too big to talk shit to.
So, quiet. I'm not going right to
say nothing. I dropped him off and we headed home. So we were just like, we're not going to talk about this situation. And so,
oh my God.
Yeah, man. And so, my dad's a trip. No, but my mom and dad will argue all the time. Not even argue to where, like,
they're petty arguments.
It's literally like when a roommate argues with each other.
Yeah.
Because they're best friends. Like, best friends. They know for a fact they can never get together in that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because but they're always going
to
be there for
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, it's just not the same. Yeah. But they've been through so much together to where, like, they can't not
be in each other's lives. Yeah.
And so, like, he's been through so many arguments between my parents where it's literally like them literally just calling each other ugly. Like, literally, like, they would just say they're unattractive as hell. And they'd be like, my dad would be like, man, I know you ain't getting no man in your life, blah, blah, blah. My mom was like, I know you're not talking. I can get dick. You can't get no pussy. I'm just like, oh, yo.
Bro, we were in the kitchen. And as soon as we heard that, our asses off. We just walked out.
I remember I wanted to drive Andrew home one day. Because he was hanging out. Mm-hmm. And I look at my dad, because this is before I even had a license. And so I'm like, hey, Dad, can you come with us so I can drive him home? And he looks at me. He's like, man, I don't want to go nowhere. My mom looks at him. You fat motherfucker. If you don't get off the couch. It's the funniest. My mom was white as hell, but she's like, I don't know. Like the hood took her over. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she like, came to the cave.
She's been in America too long.
She said, I know what's up.
Yes, man. Period. Like, and she'll curse riding like German and Croatian. Like, that's it. Yeah, heislich. Like, crazy shit. I'm like, what is happening? And so, yes. Yeah, and so now, like, they're cool. Like, they're.
Good. I mean, that's you good know, that they yeah, can it's still a good remain
I'm very
friends.
Happy. I mean, they do it for me, mm-hmm. which I'm very, like, grateful of.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I know for a fact, my mom is so tired of him. like for those 2 months, my mom would literally tell me, like when I just got home back from college, mm-hmm. my mom had literally told me, she's like, Darian, I cannot take your father no more, man. I'm like, what do you mean? His flight got canceled again, and he's talking so much shit. And he knows what he's doing because he knows I want him gone. And I'm like, Mom, I'm like, you can't do nothing about that. He pays mortgage here. Like, you're stuck with him. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what to tell you.
And that's why he's doing it, though.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't stay at my apartment. Like, I got two frat guys with me in some random country bumpkin that lives across the apartment talking the most shit. It's just like, and so he's like, I don't know, man, I can't take it no more. And then there go my dad. Every time he gets a text from my mom, man, yo damn mama always want to take. Why can't she call me for once? God damn. Like, damn, dad is like that. He's like, hell yeah, it's like that, man. I can't take it no more. She can't call me.
Oh my goodness.
He's like, ain't she at work? She work at DPS. She should be doing a driving test right now. I'm like, okay.
Dang.
That's how it is for my parents too, where it's like
it's just petty shit.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not necessarily an arguing thing, yeah. but just like they're best friends. You yeah. know what I mean? Like,
but
they
that's
can still
good.
Yeah, it's like healthy, but it's not.
Yeah. For my parents, it's not really like that. Mm-hmm. The one time that they sat down, it was the weirdest thing. I told you about it, babe. Mm-hmm.
It was probably just hella awkward, huh?
Yeah. So we went there for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And because I go see my dad for the holidays. I bring him food, whatever, you know, talk to him. And so my mom went with me this time to his house in Hutto. And it was the weirdest experience because I've never seen them sit down like normal people and have a conversation.
Oh, man.
I was like, and okay. I literally told them that. I was like,
this is happening.
I paused it. I was like, you guys are like freaking me out. Like, are y'all friends room. Now? Like, is
yeah.
this normal?
What's going on?
At least happening? Y'all parents worked out with each other.
Well, I'm sorry. Not fully, I'm sorry. But
well, you see, my parents came in the room together without arguing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, well, even when I try to get my parents to talk to each other,
uh-huh.
my dad says, as soon as I say, hey, mom say, he stops me. He's like, stop.
I don't even want to hear you right now.
He says, I don't even want to hear you. I don't want to hear you talk about your mom right now.
Oh, man.
So I just kind of sit there. I'm like, and then my mom, she doesn't get that my dad doesn't want me to be in the middle anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my mom's always like, hey, tell your dad to call me. Every time I do that, oh my dad's like, no. I'm not calling her.
Because he doesn't want you to be like the messenger anymore.
Because we went through that.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and my sister both talked to both of them about that.
Yeah.
Except the thing is, my dad understands that. Yeah. But my mom, she's kind of like, you know.
It's one of those things like, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
But it's one of those things like where your dad understands like you are his son. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to put you through.
What?
Those two yeah. talking about like the divorce, like they don't want you to have to go through stuff like
yeah.
that. And your dad understands that, but I guess your mom, I'm not going to say I know your situation because I don't. Yeah. Like I said, every, like y'all said, every divorce is different. But like your mom, I don't know, maybe she's on the fence or something, you know?
I think she's like, just more hard-headed than
anyone. Yeah,
maybe yeah, she's more hard-headed. And the big thing is she doesn't want to see me grow up. Greg's seen it multiple times.
Oh,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Me. Trust me.
I like when even Greg tells me about like some of the stories and stuff, or like even now when she gets upset with you, I get kind of pissed off low-key because, you know, you're growing up. It's just inevitable and you're going to have to go through it regardless, you know? Like, she grew up, you know, and went through stuff.
She's being a mom.
Yeah, so, obviously. And you're her, like, only son. Yeah. So, to her, you're, like, her baby.
And the baby of the family, too.
Yeah, like I'm the baby. Like, my mom, she was supposed to have a baby before me and she had a miscarriage. And then she found out that she was pregnant with me on Christmas. So I was like a gift or whatever, you know?
Or whatever.
Hey.
I mean, but, me, I just found out my mom had somebody before me. She had a kid before me. Didn't have it. She got pregnant before me.
Oh, okay.
And she was not ready for that kid because it was with some guy. I have no clue who that guy is. Mm-hmm. She didn't mention him through my 19 years of life until like last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, what? Because she was like, yeah, it was going to be a girl. And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, yeah, but I wasn't ready to have another kid at that time, especially with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an abortion. Mm. And I was like, damn.
Like, did she know, like, if it... Well, no, because there's, like, a time or a timeline where you can do that. I was going to say, did you know if it was going to be a boy or girl?
But, no, I hadn't. She didn't. Well, this was before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think my brother knew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because my brother, he knew when my mom was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, he obviously knew. He was 11 years old when my mom had gotten pregnant with me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, I gotta tell you something. And he was like, is it a boy or a girl? Like, at like 11 years old. And so, you know, he was an asshole. But at the same time, like, now that I'm older, like, we still butt heads. We almost fought each other at Universal Studios in the fucking cafeteria. Like, I was about to stab him with a plastic fork, bro.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it got real, like, real fast. My mom was like, Daniel, sit down. I was sitting down. He was like, stand up. We're going to the bathroom.
Get your motherfucking ass.
No, like, I was sitting there getting corn. And my brother was like, I wasn't talking shit. Because he used to always, like, I'm not going to say he bullied me. He was just like an asshole to us.
Just as like a big brother.
He was just
like
a dickhead.
Yeah. He was a big brother.
He was more than what a big brother should be doing to a little brother. It was like to that extent. Like, it was so scary.
He felt like he had to take your dad's place while he was gone, is what you're trying to say.
Yes, exactly. It was one of those things.
Yeah.
But it got so bad to where when I was younger, he literally cut his face out of all the family photos and said, go deal with your favorite son.
Really?
I was 7 years old when that happened.
You're just like,
Yeah, I was like, I just want to play GTA 4 Mommy. On your Xbox. Like, I was like, I went to his room, I was like, can I play Xbox? He was like, yeah, go ahead. I walked in, bunch of photo cuts out. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, yo. I'm just like, okay, GTA 4.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
I was like, I'll play it now.
So, yeah, so
I did.
One thing I want to bring up, which I'm sure you guys might be able to relate to, but I know some of the listeners might be able to relate to.
Really, too.
Take your time.
It's okay.
One thing I want to bring up is something that you guys might be.
You need some water?
I think he's processing.
Yeah.
One thing I want to bring up is something you guys might be able to relate to, and also our listeners might be able to relate to.
Yeah.
Sorry about that stutter. Fuck.
You good?
But,
take your time, bro.
One thing is, my mom said this about my dad, and I've thought about it, and I was like, you know what? That's true. So, at a young age, my dad had to mature up really fast because he had my first sister. My mom was 18. My dad was like 20-something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, he couldn't really live his teenage years.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, my mom, she said, oh, be a teenager, blah, 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 right? But she won't let me be a teenager. She won't let me fuck up, have my own mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She always wants me to be at home, take care of the house. Which, I mean, I can understand taking care of my grandma because she needs it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But she can go out, have fun, you know, But if I ever try to do stuff, she tries to keep me home when it goes to drinking, smoking.
I think it's just out of her. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
I think it's just out of her being worried for you.
Honestly, yeah. Because, like I said, you are the baby. Exactly. And because of what she's gone through, she doesn't want you to go through the same thing.
She wants you to live life and have fun. But at the same time, she doesn't want you to end up being hurt. Especially in the city that we live in.
But you see, that's the thing. Whenever I do, it's only with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm super smart about what I'm doing. I'm aware of my surroundings all the times. And she doesn't want me to end up like my dad. Dad, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're not. But, you know.
Just in case.
But, she doesn't want me to end up like him, which is being like 45, I think he is, mm-hmm. and living his teenage years now. Instead of during throughout the...
Time you're supposed to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to bring that to my mom, which I'm sure she might listen to this episode, which I kind of hope she does. It's easier for me to talk to her.
Hi, Mrs. Salazar.
But I really want to sit down and talk to her about, just let me be a kid while I can.
Yeah.
Because I only have, like, a few years left until I have to actually mature up and go be an adult.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we're still learning as we get older every day.
So I just turned 19.
We're all 19, other than Greg.
Well, yeah, I'm 21. Yeah.
But, I mean, hey,
you can get his dreams, so.
quick disclaimer, that is not valid. That is not something that happens.
He does not do that.
I do not condone underage drinking.
I have a fake ID.
Darren, shut up. Literally.
No, but seriously, though. Yeah, I just really feel like I need to talk to her. Like, have her sit down and talk. Mm-hmm. But then she's always complaining about one thing that bugs me. Sorry, not trying to switch topics real quick.
No, go ahead, bro. Good.
One thing that really bugs me with her is she says I do nothing at the house.
Oh, man.
See, okay. Yeah.
But you guys see, like, especially Greg, I clean up that house. And the one thing, my room, dirty. Because I spent all my time cleaning the house. My room is my room.
Yeah.
See, my thing has always been like when my mom would always like clean the house, right? Or I'd help her clean the house.
Yeah.
And like, I don't clean my room. She used to get so mad. And I'm just like, Mom, when a guest comes over, are they going to sprint to my room, open that bitch and be like, oh, what the fuck?
You know? It's dirty as shit in here.
Yeah, I can't. I can't stay here. Damn, this room stinks.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, what the?
From SpongeBob.
God, voodoo stain.
But you know what I mean, though? And, like,
yeah.
It's stupid.
Fuck. And you see, the thing is, like, my mom's like, what are your friends going to think? Their room looks exact same way.
What do you mean?
Their rooms are dirty as shit, too.
Yeah, I live in an apartment on my own at 19 years old. You know how messy my fucking bedroom is?
Honestly, same. My room gets bad.
And the thing is, the living room is clean. Don't get it twisted.
It's because my bedroom is all
that's
cleaning.
That's the thing people are going to see when they walk in.
Exactly. Like,
you know, they're not, like I said, they're not going to go straight
to your
room.
Domain. Unless you let them in, they're not welcome.
Yeah.
You
know?
And the thing is, we put all of our cleaning time and effort into the rest of the house. The rest of the apartment.
And then when you come into your room, you don't want to clean your
room. Exactly. Especially when they tell you to clean your room.
Unless I know I have company coming over and they know they're going to be in my room. Hell yeah, I'm cleaning my room.
Like, I literally told my mom that yesterday. I was like, Mom, because I actually cleaned. Like, I was like cleaning up my room. I was sweeping around the house.
Because I normally clean it.
Anyways.
You don't have to call them out like that, bro.
For real, come on.
I mean, it's a girlfriend. We all know that.
Yeah, she's going to say something.
Because I sweeped, I mopped the floor, I did his bed.
Thank you.
I built that new desk he has. He just didn't say it yet.
Literally, no. I'm not about to do that. I'm about to break it if I touch it. Like,
I told her, I was like, Mom, you see what happens when you don't get on my ass to go do something? Like, I'll do it myself. I do it myself. It's just like, if you continue to get on my butt about it, I'm not gonna do it, because at that point I'm just more annoyed than anything.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of like a spite thing where it's like, the more you keep telling me, I'm just not gonna do it, just to prove to you that the more you do it, I'm not gonna do it, you know. Yeah.
But they never catch on to that.
It's literally one of those things, man, where you just like, we're at that age where like, if you get told to do something when you already know you're gonna do it, you don't want to do it at that point.
Yeah,
it's like, almost like a reminder.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, bro, why you gotta make me do it? Now I don't want to do it no more. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, because, you know, you ever get that urge where you're just like, bro, I'm about to fucking clean.
And it's always at 3 in the morning.
Out of my... Exactly.
Oh, yes.
You get that crackhead. You're just like, bro,
Where you get that random right boost now of energy.
I'm cleaning my nowhere room. Yeah. And I'm going to get my life together. I'm like, going to the gym.
Right at start this rearranging room.
I have those exact yeah thoughts, too. I'm like, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to work on my car
and
finally.
Then you wake up the next day.
Then you wake up the next day at 5 p.m.
Never again.
Why did I even move this? It doesn't even exactly look right.
I'm like, bro, baby, what did I do, man? Fuck!
Oh, no, and another thing is like, they're like, clean your room. All right, go find this for me. All right, go give me
while
a second.
You got legs,
and
bro.
Then, no. I'm talking about when the room's like clean and you clean it up, put it somewhere, you lose it immediately. But if your room is dirty as shit, you know where everything is at.
On God.
Exactly where it's
be
at.
Be like, hey, I need a hair tie. Where is it? I'll check under the dresser behind the fourth leg. It'll be right there.
Or like
behind the dust mite somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, it's right under my bed behind the four water bottles that are completely empty and the empty whiskey bottle right under the bed. Yeah, it's right there. Right, yeah.
Right under the pack of Oreos that I yeah have under my bed.
Or under the four moldy oranges that are under the
Gerald the Rat should be under there. He'll direct you.
He'll walk you right to
he'll just take your finger and drag you.
Yeah, like he might nibble you a little bit, but he only got a week left.
It's a live love bite.
Yeah, just a little love nibbles.
He's just trying to tell you where to go.
Exactly.
But back onto what Andrew was saying.
Yes, I'm sorry.
If you remember, here he goes.
Do you want me to continue what I was like?
No, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I was saying was, I feel like mom, especially for the youngest child, they don't want to see him grow up anymore.
No,
because they're too scared baby to let us go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is why one reason why it took so long for me to get my license, honestly, because mm-hmm my mom didn't want me to start driving, get a mm-hmm job, and move out.
Because you would go away.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I remember hearing her say, like, all the time. It's like, I don't want you to go. And yeah, like, I remember she used to tell me, too. She's like, oh, my babies aren't going to go anywhere. And I'm just like,
no, they're leaving.
One's gone. So,
No. And the thing is, she's always like, she's always nagging me. Mom, if you're hearing this, it's just the way it is.
You being real.
Shut up.
So expressing himself.
So like, I'll see you tomorrow, Miss Alizar. We'll talk about it.
But yeah, she's always nagging me. She's always on my ass, basically.
Yeah.
For cleaning, taking care of her fish tank at times. She's always having me to do it. And then she gets mad.
It's not a small fish tank, by the way.
Fish is just
small. Actually pretty good.
Bro, she gets mad because I don't like doing manual labor with her because I get too worked up when she's helping me do stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, we still have Christmas decorations up, and it's...
I haven't even noticed.
February 25th.
I haven't even noticed, to be honest with you.
2 months, and it's still up.
Also not surprised.
Wait, really?
Yes.
What? I've never noticed.
We took down some stuff. We just have the lights and some little like decoration in the front.
Have you put yours in the attic yet?
No. That's what I was about to get to. She's always like, can you help me put stuff in the attic? Do this with me. I'm like,
but do I really
what's Greg doing?
Yeah. I mean, I can really work on my car right now.
It's like, I can. I gotta go.
And you see, I gotta go work on my car. Fish. You see, I want to work on my car. But I have no space to work on my car because of the garage. Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten a little bit more spacious, but it's not where you need
it's
it
not
to
enough
be
so I can work on my car.
Mm-hmm. I found out there was a sofa in the garage. I was like,
I know. And he just recently put that in there because mm-hmm grandma moved into his old room.
Okay.
Yeah, so that just got there. But even then, with that couch there, there's still more room.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
So
continue.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's just like, I think it's just an age thing for the youngest kid.
Because, mm-hmm, like, when I still lived with my mom, and, like, whenever I was starting to, like, see Greg, because mm-hmm he saw how me and my mom were, like, my freshman year of going to Temple mm-hmm and meeting Greg, she was like that with me, too. Like, even when I would go back home, she's like, well, you need to clean this and do this, Jasmina. Like, you're not helping me. And I'm like, what? Hello? Like, I literally just vacuumed, like, everything for you because we have family just for whatever. And then when, you know, I moved in, because I just turned 18, moved mm-hmm into that apartment by myself. She would call me nonstop, which, you know, is fine because she's checking on me.
Yeah.
But Greg's heard me and my mom like scream at each other mm-hmm on the phone, like here at mm-hmm his house. And then when I left with Greg to Kentucky, because mm-hmm me and her got into it And that was the first time I kind of like bucked up to my mom and was like, why I'm going? Because I've never been disrespectful to my mom to be like, well, I'm going somewhere. Yeah. And that's it.
It's funny too, because like I remember getting there at her house and I was like, oh, well, I'll come in and say hi. She was like, don't come in.
I said, don't. Come in right now. Because like she would have started saying something in Spanish. It started just going everywhere.
I kind of feel that, Jasmine, how you're like, your mom said no, but you're like, you're kind of like, yeah, no, I want to do it.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, like we've said, you live once in your life, you know, to do all these things. So
why are you holding me back? You
know, yeah. Like, F it. Just freaking do it.
Yeah. When you first introduced me to Anna, right? Yeah.
Oh man.
We have to talk about that story, but for another
that'll
time.
That'll be a future episode. Yes. Yeah, about exes and stuff.
Unfortunately, yeah, because we're running out of time. Yeah.
But I'll say,
I wanted to go to. Be on that? Are we gonna do something?
You can come back on, yeah.
Well, I mean, because it kind of leads into us,
yeah.
And then that whole thing with Anna, so yeah. So okay,
so, yeah, that'd be a great time to bring up Kylie.
How much time is left on the podcast?
What's that?
How much time is left for this episode?
Like 5 minutes, because we're running at an hour.
We just had a thing. We had like a good.
Yeah, usually we run around like an hour. So yeah. This is an extended episode.
But
it's a good episode. I feel like it's a really good episode.
And to you know. About that comment that was said, it wasn't bad, you know, the one where you said it was constructive criticism on the podcast. So it helps friend. With this, you know.
From that streamer. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't think of your name.
We're
right
talking
now.
Shit.
No, she's not talking
shut
shit.
Up. No.
I asked her to what's it called? I've been asking her to listen to the episode and everything, give me feedback. Shout out to Katie. You know, she's helped out a lot with this.
Hi, Katie.
I don't know you, but you seem cool.
So yeah,
I'm not. Never mind.
Shut up, Dave.
So you can watch her on Twitch.
So I make music.
Shut up. But like, yeah,
I'm 19. I'm light skinned.
Shout out. But yeah,
to Katie.
To Katie.
Psycho Tater.
Psycho Tater too
on Twitch. Yeah, he's a speedrunner for Resident Evil 3, the classic. And I've been talking to him for a while, for the past couple nights. Mm. Super cool guy. Super cool guy. He raided my stream the other day with like a couple people.
Really?
Super awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Man.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to him too. Yes. But to conclude everything for today.
Hold on. Go ahead. So like I was saying before we got a little off topic.
Yeah, we're not done.
Yeah, so whenever me and Anna sir started talking and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I'm
No, it's fine, it's fine. We learned.
Yeah.
I thought she was nice.
No, like Greg.
But, hey, shut up. But like I was saying was we were gonna go to Houston, I think it was, to take one of her friends back. I think Trinity.
Okay, what's her name? I know this one.
But yeah,
yes.
So we were going to, our plan was the first time we met, we were going to go to Houston with each other. Mom was like, no, I don't want you to go, blah, blah, blah. You don't know her. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to go, basically.
Yeah.
And then she was kind of, like, she just kind of gave me a look. She gave me that look that we all know. We've all gotten before.
A little side smirk.
And then I think that was kind of a time she realized I'm starting to grow up.
Yeah.
Because then, I think instead, because we decided not to go, because Trinity, that mess.
Yeah.
We ended up just going to her apartment, and I ended up staying the first night that I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And that might have helped my mom realize, oh, I'm finally starting to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Literally that morning after Andrew came out and I was going to the kitchen and we just stared at each other. He was like,
hey.
Good morning. I was like, why are you good here? Morning.
He does that. Bro, Andrew be doing that, bro. I remember when he was at my apartment and he like met my roommate for the first time. And some stuff that happened. He brought a little thing-a-thing over.
And she was loud as for no
fucking reason. Yes, bro. Screaming, dog. Like, it was bad. Screamer. I had to go pee with headphones on.
Oh my God.
Like, it was that bad. And so he didn't sleep, but I was out cold on the couch.
I feel like in a situation like that, you have to have common courtesy. You know what I mean?
No, he tried. He tried. Like,
Tolbert did. He was trying to tell her to be quiet, and I could hear it too.
He at one point, like, I think covered her face with a pillow, like a little bit.
And she was still loud.
Damn.
Like, bro, but in this situation, this was the first time he came to my apartment.
Yeah.
I was out cold on the couch. I was sleeping good.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I guess, like sitting in the dark, like watching.
I was on my phone. Yeah. I was on TikTok and just scrolling through.
And then my roommate had came out and he went to the bathroom and he walked out the bathroom and Andrew was just like, hey.
No. Tolbert said what's up to me. So I was like, What's up?
It's just the way Andrew stares just at you in
awkward.
The morning.
It's like an awkward stare. It's just,
cause like it was just weird. Cause I'm like, Andrew acts like he hasn't met me. Cause like the way you looked at me was
when
just,
I first wake up. Hola. When I first wake up, I'm not there fully. I'm just kind of
When are you ever there?
Damn,
shut up, Jasmine. Kidding.
He's a host here. You are like, wow.
You're never coming on again.
From my podcast.
You fucked up. You done so. Get out of here.
No, but that's mine and Jasmine's relationship with
each
other.
Honestly, yeah.
It's like a brother sister relationship.
I was telling that to Greg. Because, like, I do have a stepbrother that's considered my older brother, but, you know, not really. And our relationship is nothing like that. I hardly ever talk to him, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, you are kind of, like, a big little brother in a sense.
And you have me and Jasmine, we just call each other bitches for no reason.
Honestly, yeah. And I know you don't mean it to, like, be rude or call me out of my name.
I mean it as, like, friend.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Kind of like
I'm
with a wonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm just here.
I make music.
Well, I mean, you're like our family. You're like family to me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We've known each other for damn near 5 years.
Yep.
To conclude this time.
To conclude this time. Extended cut. Special edition.
Special edition. I don't know. I feel like this was a really good episode. Mm-hmm. Really
great episode.
Yeah. I'm feeling really good about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts? Like,
even though your parents or whatever you got going on may affect you in the past or in the present, please, whatever you do, do not do anything you will regret.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We ourselves are examples of overcoming stuff from doing very stupid shit.
And like me and Greg said like 2 episodes ago, if you guys ever need to talk to somebody, please hit us up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like everybody has an outlet for something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like my outlet is making music, and I'm very happy I found that outlet because that's literally my life at this point.
So yeah, mine is working on cars and playing games.
Yeah,
in this podcast.
Yeah, totally. Like everybody has something. There's something for somebody. So don't, please, whatever you do, do not have a negative outlet for your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always a positive way. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do, whatever you do.
Do-do.
Whatever you do, do not shit out them negative emotions.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you need somebody to talk to, we here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Andrew and Greg are.
We always plug our stuff at the end.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm here.
Add me and Darian on
hey,
it.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Yeah.
For me, my final thoughts. Like you said, Darian, you know, we're an example and a product of what we came out from.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it proves that you can come out of anything, really. Like, regardless of what the situation is, because, you know, everyone has a different situation.
Yeah.
You can still come out on top and learn from those mistakes. And another thing is, you're not like your parents. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, try to be like that.
So we're all our own people.
Yeah. Or feel like you're going to be like that because you can break that cycle. Because obviously I broke that cycle, becoming my dad. Or, you know, you too, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to be a negative person all my life.
Right.
Yep. And I wasn't raised to be like that either, know?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, you know, when you get that depressed and just like, you feel like you can't do it anymore, like, don't give up because, you know, there are people that love you and care for you.
Yes.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. So that's my thought.
Even if you don't think they do.
They do.
They are. They're always there. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys again for coming on.
Of course, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. And you guys will hear them on our future podcast for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Bless.
Guys, again. Darian, like you said, you do make music, so where's a couple places we can find
I didn't think you would do all that. You can find me on SoundCloud. I have like one song on Apple Music and Spotify. It's called Tokyo Drift. You can find me on SoundCloud on SoundCloud. I'm an idiot. You can find me on SoundCloud at Rhea Moon, Rheamoon. I'll be probably the only one to pop up as a channel. and then you can find me on Instagram at Rhea's Death. I'm an edgelord. So yeah, but
it'll be in the description.
It'll be in the description for sure.
Babe.
But yeah.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
For my Instagram, it's jazz and then _TX19. That's really all it is.
There you go. All right, guys. thank you so much for listening. And we really, really appreciate feedback and just you guys in general. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, you're not alone out there.
Saying big shout outs to Katie and what's his name?
Psycho Tater.
And Psycho Tater.
Yes, sir.
Big shout out to you too.
I love your name, bro. It's
fire. Thank you guys so much for the feedback and everything. It means a lot for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And just to stress it one more time, anchor.fm/4feetdeep. If you make an account, you can send us in voice messages and we'll play it on here and we'll talk about it, whatever you want, you know, something you want to want us to talk about. Yeah. If you just, you know, need some encouragement, we're here. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for you.
You guys can do like a Q&A thing.
Yeah.
We're guests, but we're all here for you.
Yeah, sure. Honestly.
All right, guys. Thank you so much once again for like the third time. And we'll catch you on the next one. See you
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.